And let's see. Today, my God, can you believe it's already 512011? Pete is in the other room, and just in case somebody didn't get their email, he'll give them the information. And then when it's time, we'll bring him in. Sound like a plan?
Does to me.
Okay. Rosalind, what's your weather like?
Well, today was overcast and a little cool. It tried to rain, but it didn't come through.
Mm. Patrick, did it snow up in your part of the world today?
Oh, hell yeah. It snowed, yes.
Snow? Yes. On May 1st?
Yes. It's not unusual. It will do that here. It didn't last very long.
Well, it was fleeting here, of course. Did it cover the ground?
No, it didn't. No, it didn't.
But it just did snow. Yeah, it was fleeting here.
And it was cold.
It was very cold.
Yeah.
And Patrick, for your information, I did a little bit of follow-up because there clearly is a problem with the glass. And I know that you and I both have Comcast Vonage.
Yeah.
Well, I was able to get in on Comcast VoIP, but somehow, some way, somewhere, we're being blocked on accessing it from Vonage. And I don't know what the deal is.
I tried my cell phone, and my cell phone got in just fine.
Well, I don't know where it's broken. I really don't.
I don't either.
But
it doesn't make any sense.
No, it doesn't, because I did call Comcast, and they said there's no block, and I did call Vonage. And what I did just to, because they didn't have any other suggestion for it either, except to power cycle the Vonage device, which I did, and that didn't make any difference.
I wouldn't think it did. There's some sort of blockage, and I don't know whether it's with Comcast. I don't know whether it's with Vonage. Now, did Diane get in with her Comcast or Vonage?
Somebody came in,
hello.
I think.
Who came?
Mark.
Yeah.
Kitty.
Wait till you hear our new dial-in signal. Sounds like something off of a miniature Model T Ford that's
crack.
Running on diesel.
It's like a crack.
A ooga.
Oh, that would be nice. That would be nice. Anywho.
But how many people are in the conference?
Well, at the moment, me, you, Patrick, and Shiloh.
That's what it said. It said there are four members in the conference.
There's Ross is here, too.
Where are you reading that, dear?
I'm not reading it. It prompted me when I came in.
Oh.
There's one that came
in. Isn't that cute? Hello.
Diane in.
Sounded like.
Well, you gotta hear this new entrance signal, Diane. But it's Kitty Patrick, Shiloh, and me at the moment.
Sounded like somebody dropped a pie pan.
General, why you keep forgetting me?
Oh, honey, I'm sorry. You got to hit me with something cheap now that I'm old and
something
feeble.
Cheap? What, like a wet noodle?
Some
wet noodle will do.
I said something cheap. The only way you can keep attention is a damn blundering old fool.
Oh, please.
Yeah, really.
Well, I'm at least two out of that three.
Well, I would just say it is. If it was me, I'd throw that radio pie pan that Diane just dropped.
Diane doesn't cook with pans. She cooks with her microwave.
I heard the pie pan drop when she beeped in.
Oh.
What it sounded like. Sounded like somebody dropped a pie pan on a stone floor. That's our new signal.
Figures eight, use something I'm not good at.
I know, you're a whiz at microwaves. I still don't understand that.
Yeah. There's a trick to it, you know.
If we knew, we'd be as good as you are.
It's kind of like playing a keyboard.
Practice, practice, practice.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think you're the only person I know that can actually defrost a piece of meat in the microwave and it doesn't come out half-baked.
Yeah.
Either half-baked or like rubber. I've tried it. I've tried chicken and it turned out like rubber.
Well, that's what you people get for not serving in the military, where you learn to develop a taste for fricasseed combat boot. They used to send you to cooking school. It took 3 seconds. When it's smoking, it's cooking. When it's black, it's done.
Ooh. That does not sound appetizing at all.
Well, I can have a steak done in like 10 minutes from frozen solid to cooked and ready to eat. Of course, that's not saying much since I like my mooey.
Excuse me, did Ernie happen to pop in? Guess not.
Well, it's about 8 o'clock. It's up on that time, too. We'll give him a few minutes. Pete'll corral him over.
Well, Ernie had gotten into the other one, and Pete was saying that he was having problems getting into this one.
I wonder why.
There may be also a problem in the instructions on it, where he fat-fingered it, too. He just fat-fingered it. He's not getting it now.
Call him back and see.
I don't know his number.
It didn't caller ID in on you?
No, because he doesn't.
Oh, Patrick, you have Ernie's number, right?
Mm-hmm.
Call him up and see if there's a problem.
Yeah, I'm still here.
Oh, hold on a minute.
Okay, let's...
Hold on a minute.
Okay, let's... Are you calling through a computer or...
Somebody just came in.
This is Coco, and I'm going on mute.
Okay, huh?
Okay. Okay, is area code 305 848
Bobby, Pete is talking to Ernie now, trying to get him the clear numbers.
Daves are.
They probably haven't checked their email. Do you want me to try to get see? Modem's off again.
I gave him the wrong number to start with when I was talking to him.
Ah, okay. Bobby, Ernie should be coming in any second now.
Okay, no problem.
And he did say, or Pete, because he's in the other room, he did say that the Daves haven't checked in there.
Hello.
Ernie here.
Oh, there you are.
How you doing? Finally got in. Thank you.
You wait till you hear this new beep-in signal we got. God, it's a gorgeous thing.
Okay.
Sounds like me playing a kazoo or something.
Well, it's 8:04 and Pete will be dialing in, so we'll go from there.
Lesson isn't all that long tonight. Questions may be, but the lesson isn't. Miss it, that's for sure.
Right. They didn't give you a number of how many people already on.
Yeah. Okay. Let me get a heads up here for a little bit. For those of you that can, stand by your computers and watch for email. Someone might not be able to get in, especially with this new number change. We can do that. Okay. Now, we need to get a point up. I had a couple of questions about it. And Kitty is the one that came up with it. She's the innovator, it seems like, in the group. And she sends energies back to somebody tenfold. You've seen that in her invocations or heard them.
Right.
Well, you can up the amount of energy you want to send back to somebody, but you've got to put it together to do it. It's not a measurement factor. But what that does, and it's better than the energy, actually, because it really sticks it in a target's ass. When you send energy back like that, like she's talked about, back tenfold, that shows a word that we're working on all the time called intent. And the intent is that at some point, and all Nephilim and demons, everybody else knows it, if you intend to kill somebody, it's only a matter of time until you do it. So you might not have the firepower to do it now, but that's a problem, because those with the Holy Seal are not going to be disposed of. It is only a matter of time until they get the power to kill, even if it takes 10,000 or 100,000 years. Doesn't matter. That targeted bastard knows that he's dead at that moment, because the moment you get that firepower, his ass is gone if judgment doesn't get him first. Now think about that. Those with a seal, the Nephilim nor the demons, can dispose of. They can kill a body, but they can't do anything else. So it's only a matter of time until you learn how to return that favor with all the goddamn firepower necessary, regardless of their rank. So that intent factor, when you send something back like that and let them know it, put it in an invocation, you're putting them on notice. And that scares the hell out of them. And there's only one way they can escape. Stop the bullshit. All of it. When you want to put it in their ass, you can do that, and you can twist it. And there's not a goddamn thing they can do to stop it. It's only a matter of time. So remember that point. Okay. Ooh, somebody's feeding back. Okay, our subject tonight is magic talismans. Actually, they're not magic at all. But there is such a thing as talismans. Great things, actually. And since the beginning of my reign, 27th of June, 1962, I have endeavored to teach all of the students, teach truth, righteous power, and holy authority as they're earned, that trappings or given times via the sun, moon, stars, you know, Mars conjunct, eye of Newt, all that uppy-doop, are totally unnecessary and have absolutely no effect on what a true and righteous Akurian is doing. Now, we even include the neophytes and seekers and truth in that. They don't need any trappings at all. You only need yourself, a clear mind, and the know-how. 3 points. Bang, bang, bang. Simple as that. You need yourself, a clear mind, and the know-how. Nothing else. And that we can use virtually anything as an energy source doesn't require us to do so, nor to have anything in any quantity whatsoever. Ourselves, a clear mind, and a know-how. That's it. Now, for those who will encounter this instructional at some point later, we ask, what is it about nothing that you don't comprehend? Nothing is just that. Nothing. And that nothing includes any and all white light, phrase, fill in the blank, and everything else in creation. Except yourself, a clear mind, and the know-how. Anything more than that is a something, and that something violates the nothing rule. Now, hopefully we'll establish that point. But before we proceed any further, there is never, as in never, a need or requirement to invoke or inject any other entities, holy or otherwise, with respect to to making or using any talisman. But there is a warning. If you make a talisman and use any entity in it, you are bound to deliver it on their behalf. You can't make a liar out of it. You can't draw up the emblems and the signatures and what have you of the archangels, do some pussified thing, because they're not bound to do any of it, and it fails. It's a mark against them, so they hold you liable. They can and they do, so that's why you want to avoid that. You don't need them anyhow. Okay? Now, are there any questions? No questions. All right, let me make this effort here. Okay, now, first, what is a talisman? Well, the first thing to understand about talismans is that they can be good or bad, used for blessing or curses with equal manifestation. You can use them for virtually anything you want. They do need to be made properly and endowed properly, and beyond that, there's few limitations. For all intents and purposes, a talisman is a very temporary golem, and every bit as dangerous or as useful. Now, they come in all shapes and sizes and virtually every material known throughout creation. Properly made and endowed, which can be complicated, they work. Not very well, because most are improperly made and endowed. That's the problem. Such as the Catholics' uncountable versions of Saint fill-in-the-name, medals to rosaries, necklaces, rings for both fingers and ears, keychains, engravings, statues, paintings, and all matter of claptrap, emblazoned on everything from underwear to dinnerware. And all are totally worthless. They're worthless because they are improperly made and endowed. Period. All the rest of the world's religions fall into exactly the same category. Now, the best of all properly made and endowed talismans are those constructed and then burned as a part of a ritual. Most of these are simply a name on a piece of paper. While such simple and quickie talismans do set some very limited forces into motion, they are not properly endowed to continue nor to accomplish any specific thing. The wish may be clear in the witch worker's mind, but that does not necessarily comply with the true spiritual and material laws involved. A fool can think any stupid thing, but nothing comes of it because they do not know what the hell they're doing, nor even suspect there might be a way to get their wish into manifestation. Writing and burning is a folly because of the improper manufacture and the endowment. Simple as that. Now, one of the drawbacks of such write and burn talismans are those limitations. A shopping list won't work because of the demands require too many different varied energies. A single word won't work unless it's very well defined and set to a given purpose. Now, understand that. You can't write a book in the palm of your hand. So a shopping list is out of the question. So whatever you do make of a talisman, it has to be very clear and very concise. Now, for instance, it takes two people to test this one. If you can take a scrap of paper and write the name, initials will work just as well, of a given substance on it. MSG for monosodium glutamate, an excellent choice. Now, either person can take that piece of paper and hold it open and flat to their chest with one hand and extend the other arm out from the shoulder. The other person need only push downward on the extended hand, and the amount of pressure required to push the hand down with just normal resistance will be directly proportionate to the poison or detriment of that MSG to the person holding the talisman to their chest. And it works every time. If MSG isn't poison or detrimental to that person, their arm will remain stable and strong. But if it is poison or detrimental, their arm can be pushed down almost without effort, regardless of their attempt to maintain the stature. A simple piece of paper with anything written on it and held open and flat to the chest is an all but infallible talisman. But used this way, it needs a second person to get any results. Someone's got to push the arm down. But you can write salt on it, pepper, fat, what the hell ever you want, and get exactly the same results, and it works. And it works every time. So it's a trial and error method, so get you a notepad to start with, get someone to work with, and once one of you's tried it, the other one can try it with the same talisman. It doesn't hurt it a damn bit, no contamination factor at all. But it'll work. It'll tell you what you're allergic to. It's a trial and error, but applied, it'll work, and it'll work every time. Are there any questions? Okay. Staying with the write-on-paper talisman, there is a way to do the above practice without a second person if you have done some solid degree of spiritual practice as I've instructed. Those of you who have practiced making and using bodies of light can do this one almost without effort. For the rest of you, this practice isn't going to produce a damn thing. Okay, make a write-on-paper talisman with any name or initials you choose. Hold it to your chest with either hand. Then, not before, make a body of light inside your whole body and raise either spiritual arm. It's a spirit. The other arm, of course, being the easiest, as if getting ready to swear an oath or something. And note the feeling inside yourself, almost as if you were discerning your own soul. And note what you are reading. The effect will be instantaneous. Whatever you're trying to find out about the content of the writing will be there to read. And with a bit of practice, can tell you some things of direct discernment is a whole lot harder to do. Much easier to do it with a talisman. Okay, for instance, discerning a sick body can tell you a lot of things. Pull up the spirit of that sick person and read it. Okay? We do that kind of stuff all the time. Now, you'll get some clues, mostly symptoms and a hunch about the cause. With a write on paper and using trial and error, this spirit method will eventually reveal not only the nature of the toxins involved, you can discern the location and severity of the damage and any given disease. Measles, food poisoning, cholera, radiation, whatever. But you have to practice to do it. It isn't going to work just for the hell of it. But you'd be surprised how quick that practice brings you in. Okay, are there any questions? Okay. Now, the kinds and makes of talismans are almost endless, and so are their purposes. But let's take the best of the crop. It requires nothing but you, a clear mind, and the know-how. Even if you can't move, you can still make this talisman work and work correctly every time. You can visualize it or physically do it. It doesn't make a damn bit of difference with the outcome. And here's where everybody gets into the act. For this practice, write the letters M as in Michael, S as in Samuel, G as in George, for monosodium glutamate with the finger of one hand into the palm of the other. Now relax, you don't need any strain of any kind other than just being able to move your hands or whatever. And if you
I'm sorry, would you repeat that, please?
Yes. For this practice, write the letters M as in Michael, S as in Samuel, G as in George, for monosodium glutamate, with the finger of one hand into the palm of the other hand. Now relax. You don't need any strain of any kind other than just being able to move. That's the nearest effort that you need. And if you want, you can do it all in your mind, and it'll work just as well. You don't have to make any physical move at all. Now put the palm with the letters to your forehead, right between the eyes. Press the palm of your hand with the letters in it, right between your eyes. And instantly your mind's eyes should see something. Bright colors, deep holes, something. And let the energy tell you. And you can discern whether MSG is poisonous or detrimental to you and to what degree. Change the name or initials to any other product or substance, whatever, and you can discern those too. Those of you that just hit a stone wall of nothing need to do some work with your BOL. Okay, are there any questions about that one? Learn to do that one, because you're going to have some time when you're not going to be able to move, and you're still going to need firepower that I'm going to teach you how as this course goes on. Any questions? Okay, now we've all seen this new practice of touching knuckles of a closed fist rather than shaking hands. Now that didn't come about because of germs, as the socialist liars claim. It came about because somebody found and leaked an old Masonic handbook that claimed a mark of death in the palm of one's hand could pass death on to anyone they shook hands with. And if properly prepared and endowed, that is true. The process is simple. Before shaking hands with the victim, and of course do this in secret, draw the greatest emblem of death, the Christian cross, into the palm of your shaking hand. Someone came in. Hello.
Good morning, Denny.
Okay. Transfer that death into your mind when you shake the person's hand, and they are on the road to a very quick destruction. Now, the catches are, it won't work against a true and righteous anybody. It won't work against any innocent. And you have to be in handshaking proximity for the talisman to work at all. But with this talisman, you can pass on the essence of hemlock as easy as you can healing salt. Anything and everything is usable and doable within those limitations. It won't work against the true and righteous anybody, the healing might. It won't work against any innocent, a healing might there, but nothing detrimental. And, of course, you always have to be in handshaking proximity for the talisman to work at all. Are there any questions? That's a wild one, isn't it?
Yeah. Far side of the moon stuff.
Oh, yeah. Now, let's take things into a much higher realm, physically or visualized. Doesn't matter. Both work equally well. Except against the true and righteous and the innocent. You can't do any evil or harm to them. It just won't work. And distance isn't any barrier at all. Well, now, what's that? This instructional is both a how-to for combining energies in a talisman and for using talismans at any distance, including the planes of heaven, across creation, and the depths of hell. Now remember, talismans are equally adept for bestowing blessings as they are curses. For most uses, you only need one hand and one emblem or a set of initials in it. But this is how to combine any combination you may want to use. Sometimes you'll need a combination. in the palm of both hands, draw any emblem or initials, MSG for instance, in one hand. If you're going to contaminate Monsanto's genetically modified grain harvest, use something that is equally as deadly in taste and smells awful. Anything palatable will lure good insects and wildlife that many may not be able to get anywhere else to find food. And, for those of you that don't know, many life forms have a threshold of nutrition and thirst that once exceeded, they can't be rescued. They'll die. So you don't want that one. So be sure you know what you're doing in all instances. But you're going to use two different emblems, one in one hand, one in the other. And we're going to work on the executives at Monsanto and give them a dose of their own medicine. Now, let's get back to the MSG in either hand and write hunger in the other, the finger of the other hand. Now, gently rub the palms of your hands together or compress them, just like you're pushing your hands together, as in combine the two scripts. You'll feel it immediately. You'll know when they lock. Now, Monsanto is somewhere, and knowing where doesn't matter. Neither does the actual name of the executives. We want everybody from the top down to the agents and managers. The laborers are victims, too. So we can ignore them and concentrate on those that are making their atrocities happen. What we have done thus far, we have made the essence of a deadly and slow-acting poison into an insatiable hunger. Now we're going to inject it into the executives of Monsanto, who are sparing nothing to create massive famine and starvation upon the whole world. Now, the recent loss of nearly half the world's bees and related wildlife are due to Monsanto genetically modified grains and produce that bees can't eat the pollen from, and they starve to death. Those that could eat what they did polluted and destroyed their new generations because they have to feed them until they're hatched. In short, in the sight of the true and righteous Akurians, the bastards have this coming. An insatiable hunger for their own poison crops and foodstuff. Now, once we get that one invoked, which is next on our agenda, we're going to add a layer of hell and death that is inescapable. Now that we have our palm talismans made and endowed, we only need to send the energies to all crops everywhere. Don't just single out Monsanto. Send this everywhere. Only Monsanto's crops and the seeds will be affected, as everything else is deemed innocent. We all need to do now is wait for the failed crop reports and a few cover your ass factors we're going to do next. Okay? You write MSG in one palm, hunger in the other, and just lightly rub your hands a little bit, and or press them together, which is what I do. I don't rub them at all. But you can rub them, and you combine them. Then you send those energies to every growing plant everywhere on the planet. Even the stuff that grows, the plant stuff, in the oceans and rivers. Okay, now, everybody get your hands put up with the MSG and hunger. Pause up. Send these energies to all Monsanto executives from the top down, including the agents and managers, genetically modified crops and seed grains. Damn, that's a good wallop. Excellent. Boy, they're in a world of shit now. Okay, now, I want you to understand something. We've duly contaminated the Monsanto executives and their respective crops and markets. But Monsanto doesn't grow food crops. They only grow genetically modified seed for sale, or foraging, whichever way you want to call it. The executive staff is going on a glutton binge and killing themselves with their own produce. because they would rather take that grain and eat it themselves, grind it, whatever they want, than sell it to somebody, and they can have all they want. Good riddance. But now, what about the other food crops, hybrids included, and open-pollinated? We have to enhance those, or we're going to permit Monsanto's failure to create a global food shortage epidemic. We are not going to have that on our watch. Okay? Now, you got to clean your hands. This is easy. Rub your hands together and feel the residue come loose as if rubbing cake mud off your hands. It only takes a minute, and gentle rubbing, and your hands will feel the residue will peel. Let's do it, and you can feel it come right off in your hands. Now, that's the normal dirt that your hands have anyhow, and it'll take that energy right off with it. Now, we're going to do the opposite. Well, we've screwed over all this genetic stuff and our planned famine, but how do we prevent that kind of a famine? Okay, we need a couple of symbolism here. You need to draw a circle in the palm of either hand, doesn't matter, with a finger from the other one. Circle, ring if you must. Now, this is the only place it gets complicated. Draw a figure eight on its side in the palm of the other hand. It's a symbol of infinity, or it's the number eight. Make up your mind. We want the symbol of infinity. And we want to combine a never-ending circle with infinity, as that is what we're going to bless all but the genetically modified crops with. We'll get rid of the hybrids in due time. And this is not the time. Now, Icarians, with your talismanic hands, everybody ready? Circle in one, symbol of infinity in the other, pause up. Now you send these energies to all crops, flora, fauna, and wildlife. We want all the wetlands, forests, rivers, lakes, streams, wells, springs, reservoirs, all the birds, insects, the bugs, and whatever, and wildlife to prosper and multiply into infinity. Now that is how you make magic talismans and use them properly. Now there's virtually no limits to what you can send, a blessing or a curse. Certainly nowhere for the bastards who have incurred your wrath to hide. Just think before you blast off incoherently, and you won't create a problem where none existed before.
General, did you want us to put the circle and the infinity together like we did with the MSG
yeah.
and hunger?
Did I forget that? I certainly did.
I got a question.
Yep.
I must have jackassed something and I don't know how I did it. Well, maybe, but I created a problem for myself here when we did that MSG and put it to your own forehead.
Yep.
I stuck it up there between my eyes, like you said, and I didn't see anything. And I said to myself, well, I don't see anything. And in that instant, there's a hive on the back of my hand now that's itching, and I can't get it to go away.
Okay.
And I know that MSG gives me hives. I knew that before I looked, you know, did that. And I can't make it go away. What the heck? Trying to rub, you know, that mud, rubbing off the mud thing of the other one helped a little bit, but God damn.
Okay.
What do I do to get rid of this damn hive? Or is it going to have
It's the easiest thing in the world. You're going to think I'm crazy with this one. I'm glad
anything,
like that.
Anything, hit me.
Okay. Take the palm of your other hand.
All right.
And just lick it with your tongue. And put it on that hive and hold it for a second. And then wipe your hand away.
Wipe his hand away. The infected one?
Yeah. Take the palm of your other hand, just lick it, put
okay.
it on that bit, hold it for a second, and then just wipe your hand away.
Okay. The heat's gone and it's almost quit itching.
By the way, distilled water will work. Olive oil will work. Pure butter will work. Don't use any kind of a contaminated margarine. Pure lard is something you really don't want to do that with, but it'll work better than margarine. At least your body can handle it. This works a little slower, but you don't want pork in your system that way. But the quickest way, of course, is just to lick it. Because you're, everybody wonders why a dog's lick will help heal up a wound. Because it cleans it.
Wait a minute, General. We were told that dogs lick themselves because they can't.
Well, that's true. But a dog's lick on a wound will actually help it heal up.
They've got healing
very,
enzymes.
Very, very old knowledge. Okay.
Okay, well, I've still got a lump, but it no longer itches and it's not hot.
Yeah, so it'll go away in a minute.
The shit works.
Right.
And I'm done testing on myself now anymore. That's the third time you've root me into doing something and I get adverse reactions.
Yeah. Well, you can also lick your hand and put it in your forehead and heal yourself too. It'll work the same way. But these things are not to be jackassed with. It's very easy to create a problem where none exists. Now.
Yeah. Prime example.
That's right. That's how you make magic talismans and use them properly. The problem with most of the medals and all that the Catholic Church has, they're just manufactured for the sake of making money. They have no endowment. You can have the Pope piss on it if you want. It ain't going to change it to anything but something the Pope was pissed on, you know. Nothing to it. And yet you can make these things. You can draw them with one finger in the palm of your hand. You can do what the hell ever you want. They're very simple. I do not recommend drawing on paper, especially if you're going to keep it for a while. The reason being that once you put it on paper, it's almost impossible to erase it. When Shailen first started getting into talisman, that was one of the first letters I taught her. You know, how do you get rid of this goddamn thing now? Because once you put a name on paper, you can erase it. But burning it won't get rid of it. That thing is still there. You still got a problem to contend with. So for Christ's sake, before you make any of them, think out what you're going to do. And if you get into a thing like Kitty's that work that fast, just make sure that you have the common sense to dispose of it the way you want to. Everybody isn't going to get burnt that way. But when I was teaching Kitty how to flick energy off her hands, she burned a part in her palm of her hand that looked like she'd been burnt with a cigarette. And right now, one shot, bang, and it was there, and it hurt like hell.
First try. Yeah, first try. Boom, I felt like I'd been shot with a pellet.
Yep. Now, there's virtually no limits to what you can send, whether it be a blessing or a curse, and certainly nowhere for the bastards that pissed you off to hide. We know that. There's no place to run from an Akurian. There just is not. But now, let's take a couple of common sense factors here. You're looking for a better job or a better paying job. Choose your target, set your purpose, make your talisman without involving any other minds,
and hit anybody and everybody in authority. Don't, the workers are not going to help you any. Need to shut somebody down, the communist media, for instance. Same rules and process apply. But if you're targeting newspapers, it isn't going to work on radio and television, and vice versa. But media executives are media executives, and they make the decisions after they've all conspired. So you hit them, and you're going to hit media across the board. And you do that individually. You don't need to do that as a group. Group talismans are bad news because they're like a goleen. You lose one person, and you can't undo that goddamn thing. I have to take it. This is the only person right now that can dispose of them, and I don't need that problem. And by the way, I haven't gotten everybody's data in on that yet. Okay, now, the Akurians have better global weapons than talismans. And at the moment, higher priorities. But in your patience, possess ye your souls and learn to make and use talisman against those days when you will not have any other weaponry. The days to practice are now, not after the gates of hell are open and flooding the landscape. And I assure you, the gates of hell are leaking. Are there any questions? Everybody's expert on it. Okay.
No, not expert. I'd like a clarification.
Yeah.
You said that we need to do this now because we won't have other tools available.
Right. There's a day coming you're not going to have anything. You're going to have a gun on your hip and nobody to shoot with it because the person you need to kill is out of range. So what good is your gun? But he's not out of range of your talisman.
Right. Okay.
He's also not out of range of everything else we can do as a curse. Because as you practice each one of these lessons that I've given you, it gives you more strength, capability, expertise, and firepower in all the rest of them. It's a little bit like weighing a bucket of sand. The individual grain may not weigh very much by itself, but it adds the whole weight to the rest of the bucket. That's where we're coming from. And metaphysically, that can be a lot of firepower. So, as you practice these things, make your bodies of light. Practice them. Damn it, it doesn't take that long. Call up the elements. Study them a little bit. It only takes a few minutes. You only do one a day. Do it. But you've got to practice, or when it comes time, you're not going to be able to do a goddamn thing. We're going to be back just like when Sue was being trained. I taught her how to dissolve a cloud, make one, move a storm, everything else. And it went in one ear and out the other because there damn sure wasn't anything in there to stop traffic. And they had a storm that came up, and she calls me because they're having a storm. Well, Amanda, who was not hooked on dope and everything at that time, grabbed the goddamn thing and moved it across to the far mesa where there wasn't any homes or anything. Amanda had enough sense to do it, and I think she was about, what, in Shiloh, 9, 10 maybe?
9, 10 maybe.
Something like that. She had more sense than her growing mother, but her mother had...
Breaking news, excuse me. Obama is supposed to announce that Osama bin Laden is dead.
You've been reporting.
Ah! Where did that come from?
I've been seeing it fly all over everywhere.
You can go on CNN.com then and find it.
And how do they know he's dead, I wonder?
Yeah.
Look for the...
Look for that one. It's going to be full of dots. And you know we're dot collectors.
You believe it because Obama said so.
Oh, yeah, sure I do.
He needs a good offense to cover the birth certificate. Like parading Clinton around Massachusetts, doing the Monica Lewinsky thing to find somebody with a lighter zipper.
Right. Okay, back to us. Any questions? Shiloh, you're breathing in your microphone again.
That was me, sorry.
Oh.
Shiloh, it is posted already.
How do they know he's dead? I don't trust them. I don't buy it for a goddamn minute.
It says the U.S. has the body.
A diversion from the birth certificate. I agree.
Yeah.
Yep.
Tweeted that a House Intelligence Committee aide confirms that Bin Laden is dead and the U.S. has the body.
The U.S. has the body?
Yeah. Donald Rumsfeld tweeted, so I'm told by a reputable person they have killed Bin Laden. Hot damn. Yeah,
they
right.
They caught him and killed him?
Yeah. Evidently.
But that's a diversion
either
on the birth certificate, like Roslyn said.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I believe that.
Either he ain't dead or he died a month ago and they're just using it now.
Now, that could be because he would not ask for review. Very few Muslims get anything but just thrown into the pit regardless of rank.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, they die in the morning, in the evening they're in the grave.
Yep. So if they busted his chops, I'll know when I read the report on it. I'm not going to divert now.
Question, yeah. Will they produce a PDF death certificate?
The same one that...
Yeah, the mother will file one back to another country. Mother.
Did they learn how not to do it with layers?
Right, you know. Sons of bitches.
Well, if you can abort one, why can't you fraudulently have one?
Right.
Give them that kind of power.
All right, the White House is supposed to speak tonight at 10:30 p.m.
All right, back to more important.
10:30 there.
Or less.
That was 19 minutes ago.
Yeah, okay.
Is anybody there?
Yes, we're here.
Yeah.
Any questions?
Well, no questions, but a comment. Wow.
Somebody came in.
Dying back. I got bumped out.
Okay, I have a question, Bobby.
Yeah.
I wanted to use the same kind of technique and send a message to the mosquitoes to go away. Could I do this in the same kind of way that you did the send a message to the crops?
Yes. Sure can.
And what would I write in one hand and the other hand? Off?
For mosquitoes. Oh, let me see.
Or to communicate with insects, animals, or something.
Well, why don't you just put a mosquito on one hand and Pelosi's ass on the other and put them together?
That won't have any
Jenny,
effect on insects.
Jenny, that's inappropriate for where we are right now.
Well, if you want to send them someplace, I just thought of a place to send them.
Denny, it's inappropriate.
Whatever.
Okay, I just turned on CNN. They're talking about something.
Talk about how fast our handprints are flying. Within 2 minutes, they were doing the same thing that we were saying. That's how fast we're also getting along with it.
Were they asking for the death certificate?
Yeah.
Did you read that? I posted it on Facebook, that Las Vegas teacher accused of firing shots at the reality TV crew. That was funny. But, no, I know this is right. If they killed him, it's been a while, and they're just bringing this out.
Oh, yeah, no question about that.
Well, you know what? There's credible evidence that that Bin Laden was never in Afghanistan, even back around 9/11. A friend of mine was in Pakistan about 10 days before and photographed him in Pakistan.
I have a neighbor, Mrs. Guillory, lives in the circle a few houses down from me, from Louisiana, and she's got a nephew that was in the Army. And 3 weeks after 9/11, when they sent the troops to Afghanistan, he was in the squad that found Bin Laden, and they had him in a cave within their rifle sights, and he laid eyes on him. They had him. They called the White House. They called in, and they got the word straight from the White House to let him go. So he was in Afghanistan, and we had him 3 weeks after we started the hunt. And we were ordered to stand down by our own White House. George Bush gave the order. Let him go.
That was a good disaster that couldn't be wasted.
And her nephew came back and told everybody and anybody that would listen.
Well, now that the diversion has worked, are we going to continue the lesson, or is
yes,
that
I'm
all?
I'm waiting for everybody to get back to us. Are there any questions about a talisman, how to make it, how to use it, what its limits are, refinements, what?
I came in late. All I heard was MSG draw on your hand. I'll go back to the tape,
well,
I guess.
We'll post the notes. All the information will be in the post.
Okay.
rather than go back through that entire half of the lecture again. Okay, everybody clear. You can make a talisman with a simple piece of paper and a pencil or anything you can write with. But you can also write it in the palm of your hand. Now, Roz's bit. Which are you trying to do, honey? Now, let me. This is a good point to clarify a few things. You got mosquitoes that are the problem, right?
Yes.
Okay. In one hand, write test, P-E-S-T, that to you means mosquito.
Uh-huh.
Okay? In the other one, write the letters D-D-T, the outlawed insecticide. Gently rub them together. Make sure they're combined. Just push your hands together if you need to. That works as well. And then put that energy in a box, however large or small it may need to be, to cover your property and any tree that is hanging over it. If you've got a tree in your yard with a limb out in somebody else's property, make sure that box covers that whole bit. Do you follow? You don't have to protect all the neighbor's property, just everything that's on your property. Okay? And specifically make sure that it includes any telephone pole, for instance, where the power lines come in. There'll be a power pole that will feed your house. Make sure that pole is in your little box, even if you have to make a wing out for it. Okay? And make sure it goes down on the ground. We're talking about pests. I didn't say kill every goddamn bug in the world. You're thinking mosquito.
So
mosquito and DDT. Huh?
So for fleas at my house, I write pest in one hand and DDT in the other?
Mm-hmm. And you will reduce the living hell out of them. Now, there's a thing about DDT that you can look for to make sure it is your invocation that is working, especially on a mosquito. At one time, they used to spray the walls inside of a house with DDT because the mosquitoes would light on the wall, either before or after they fed, with only the females, they claim, do the biting and the blood sucking. But all the mosquitoes would light on the walls. And in a little while, they would fall. But you would notice that their legs would fall off. Their wings would fall off and so forth. So don't be surprised if you see a mosquito that would normally sit on an outside window, laying on a windowsill like he's all broken up. If you do, that's yours doing that. And that DDT will not hurt anything except the pest. But now remember, some of the things that we have as pests are also food chain for some of the stuff we have that are not pests. And you won't
poison. So what if I put mosquito and bats in the other hand?
Put what in the other hand?
Bat. J-T.
Oh, you mean the bird bat? I'm having trouble understanding you, honey. And it's my hearing,
bat.
Not you.
As in Batman. B-A-T.
Okay.
If you put
in
one
will
hand.
You will draw bats to eat them. But even though you have put the DDT number on them, they're just going to stay out of that box. That's the beautiful part about that. They are not going to poison a bat if a bat does eat it. So you're sending an essence of DDT, not DDT. And you will reduce the living hell out of the mosquitoes with it. And done, if you were up and done in full bore flaming, as Kitty would like to be, a Korean womp ass, you could kill every mosquito in the state of Virginia without any problem at all. Well, that may sound good on one thing. There's a lot of things that eat mosquitoes.
Mm-hmm.
Believe it or not, hummingbirds eat them. Bats eat them. Bats eat more of them than anything else. So when you take out a pest, be sure that you limit where you want that energy.
What I'm asking, if instead of taking them out with DDT, can I put a bat in one hand, right that, and mosquito in the other, so that'll bring some more bats out?
Yes, you can do that. You can do that.
Question, General.
Yes.
How long does a DNA match take to happen? Because they're just saying on Fox News that Obama is a DNA match after Obama a week ago. Can they match DNA in 1 week?
They can get a preliminary on some of the stuff, yeah.
Because I remember something else in the news, the DNA just took forever.
At one time, it took 3-4 months.
Yeah, I remember.
But that's
one,
not the case anymore. There's a couple of new procedures.
It was during swine flu's confirmation we were talking about that.
Well, mm-hmm. You know, Danny, the reason it took forever wasn't so much the technology or the knowledge. It was more the bureaucrat steps.
Yeah. Nothing like a string of cack Jews to slow up everything. But I'm not where I can see any.
It's scrolling across a week ago by USA Bomb, and now testing had been waiting to test for DNA match before they announced it. That's Fox Scroll right now.
Well, if he'd have been dead that long, there'd have been something rattling my doors. I think they're full of shit. Because you remember now, he's got how many brothers?
Well, they've also got that doggone radio network that they use. Then that would have been chattered all over the landscape on.
Right, but Obama's family's got. He's, I think, what, 17th or 18th son in the family.
Okay.
That out of the same mother would have exactly the same DNA for all intents and purposes.
Yeah.
You have to have DNA direct from the body to identify that body. A brother or a sister, the females out of the same parents will have the markers of the mother, the myocardial, I think. But that's about it. You could say they were sisters, but you wouldn't know which the hell one was which by that evidence alone. So, before everybody goes running rampant, make sure.
See, they would need to have a DNA sample to compare it with. So, where the hell would they have gotten a DNA sample of Bin Laden to start with as a comparative point? You know, and know it was Bin Laden's to start. So to say they'd done a DNA test is bullshit.
Well, it seems also very suspicious because of Obama's ratings have gone down so much, and people are bitching over what he hasn't done and what he promised to do. So all of a sudden, they need something high political so that he looks like a hero.
Yep,
got to make him look better than Bush so he can run against Jeb Bush next year.
Yep.
Did something Bush can't do.
Well, I'll know when.
He's probably jealous of John Paul's becoming a saint and trying to get his first miracle confirmed.
Yeah, that's probably it, too.
First certificate's the first one. Bin Laden's the second one. He's a saint.
Well, the biggest problem is they're going to put out all this news and the media lies and everything else. This just does not sit right. This is a cover-up.
Yeah.
That'd be a hell of a question for the Catholics. Can you be an old bastard son and still have a sainthood?
Sainthood? He's Muslim.
Might want to switch to election watch routine about now, because half the world that we sit on our list of 1,800 is going to be on the camera later tonight.
Yep, you can bet on that. Everyone that can be.
Good time to fireball.
No, I've got to say, yeah, I think that this is a thing he's putting out to draw some media hype, but the thing is I think it's too early to be doing this.
I do, too.
Well, he's still got a lot of fundraising to happen, so he's got to get a big war chest.
I'm trying to have a problem raising.
Well, he's not going to make it.
No, we've got better things than that to do. Anywho, back to us.
Bobby, I have a question on the talismans. We only do it to kill something or to bring something?
So we could do it both ways.
In other words, like we did the hybrid food, and then we did the growth of food. So it could only be done in that instance?
One was a curse, one was a blessing.
Mm-hmm.
But he said it's a curse or a blessing. Depends on how you use it.
If you want to get another job or something, you can do it.
Mm-hmm.
So how would we make the talisman to do the same thing as the, say, prosperity invocation or truth invocation? How do we put those in a talisman?
Well, the first thing, you think it out, okay, and make sure that you've got your act together before you move on anything. So, your question now specifically is what? Let's take that part.
Okay, we've been doing invocations on both truth and prosperity. You said the time is coming when we're not going to have these dim-dim capabilities or anything like that.
I didn't say dim-dim.
Okay. But that won't be out there either. So how do we do a talisman, say, just for one section of the prosperity, all prosperity to a curious? How would we talisman that? Just for that one element only.
Well, as a matter of fact, that would be a little asinine, wouldn't it?
Yeah, we have no place to put it if we got it.
Right. Now, if you take one part of prosperity, what's wrong with the rest of it? That's like saying, I want a $50 bill from a Sears refund, even though I haven't shopped there in 100 years. Okay? Now, you can put the energy together and eventually get that. But it's liable to take another 150 years. So if you take prosperity the way we're already invoking it, That's the way to go. You don't jackass with those.
Okay.
Now, if you want, let's say that you want to apply for a job at Texas Power and Light, okay? Or you know what your capabilities are, get that together, because that's going to be the essence of your intent anyhow. Now, you put that together as I explained it, and we'll send you the notes, and you saturate the executive staff, forget the workers, the executive staff, at Texas Power and Light to look specifically for the qualifications that you're taking to the table, and you specifically with those qualifications. It's a matter of refinement. Like I said, just think it out. What the hell are you taking to the table? Well, you can't just take some vague, generalized, crackpot, 10-word substance. You've got to take something real with it. And then you can do that.
So on the backside of it, I've got a school superintendent that's a son of a gun, that's politically insider. I could also put firing in his name on two different things, send that to all the school board electors and get rid of him.
Yep.
Okay.
You sure can.
Then we can do that with
depends on how fine you can write in your poem, but you can't write a book. You can't do a
bit. Right.
You got to target him to start with, you know. An expanded version of the Encyclopedia Britannica or a shopping list just won't work.
So by extension, we should never lose another election?
If it's done properly, that's true.
We should be able to Tea Party in one hand, or constitutionalists in one hand even better, and voters in the other hand, and we should win every election from now on?
Pretty much.
That's mind-boggling.
Right, but how much firepower and practice have you had? Because that's going to determine your success rate. You're not going to take someone the first day in driving school and set them down in a $500,000 Indianapolis 500 racer and take home the goddamn trophy. Whole lot of practice of driving before you get to run with the big dogs and that thing. And by the way, the driver gets the pace car. So, you know, there's just a little bit of training required there. So that's why I say, get back to your body of light training and so forth, because that's how this stuff works, and it works better if you know what the hell you're doing.
Real big between directing a bunch of seeds or crops and bees and mindless insects than it is
yeah.
a human being with their own mind frame and their own agenda. That's a whole
yeah.
different level up.
Well, that's
yeah.
why we got firing officers to get all that done for us.
No, the firing officer simply directs the energies of the group and releases them in one shot. They don't do anything for you.
I've got a question.
Okay, honey.
It's kind of a wondering, and it might be stupid, but I'm gonna ask it anyway. And this is because I'm not quite over that that how fast I got that damn hive on the back of my hand. So what if I was to put a dollar sign in one hand? Because I don't want a job at TPL. I want money to fall, you know, come to me out of the sky.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I want to work on Akurian powers and metaphysics all day and be paid to do that, or paid so I can do that. So if I draw a dollar sign in one hand and then put that infinity sign in the other hand and put those together and put it on my forehead, maybe I can see where money's supposed to come from, or start shitting nickels, what kind of mind frame or plan would I need for something like that?
Well, the same prep that I just showed you a while ago. But you have, again, in all cases, if you're going to read anything, the great gift of psychometry, to look at an object or to touch an object and be able to tell its history, is a matter of letting the energy tell you. And how wide open is your mind to letting it tell you everything that it knows, that is there? That's the next secret. See, when I took that little pebble that I took out of one of the slots that's in the side of the Grand Gallery of the Grand Great Pyramid at Giza, people, you don't hear anybody talk about them, but all the way up this Grand Gallery, there are slots, and they're about, 14, 16 inches or better wide, about 2.5-3 foot high, and they go back 3, 4, 5 feet. And there's a bunch of them. Well, I reached back in one, and I got a pebble, picked up a pebble out of it that had fallen out of the rock that it was cut out of. And I still have it. I brought that thing back, and I had Diane, Shilone, and Jean Marie just hold it in her hand and read it. All of them came up with something different, but every one of them came up with something that was right. Now, the only limitation there was their inexperience at reading this kind of stuff and opening their mind up and paying attention, letting the energy tell them, because you can imagine a bazillion pieces of bullshit if you want to, but let the energy tell you in all cases, including what you do with the talisman. It's like taking, you remember I taught everybody how to do it? Take the energy of the AED, just take a copy of it, pull the energy out of it, and stick it in somebody's mind. All of us did that to Glenn Beck, and he didn't know whether to shit or wind his watch for a while. He couldn't get away from the truth of the AED, and he still cites it sometimes. Even though he will never admit publicly, I don't think, to being an Akurian. It's exactly the same thing. We took the energy that we know that's in it and put it in his mind. If we actually had the AED totally digested verbatim of everything that's in it, which I don't have either, and put that in somebody's mind, you'd see one hell of a shift to Akuria.
Question.
Yes.
Back to Kitty's question. How did she be financially independent to work on metaphysics all day? All right. Is it possible to talisman, say, Akurians or Pathfinders of Elijah as a charity to be donated to, and say, for example, could you talisman the Bill Gates Foundation to fund that charity?
Well, you could. Yes, you could do that. There's only one problem with Bill Gates and his money. It's contaminated, and we don't want it. But yes, you could do that.
Could you put yourself in anybody's will with a talisman?
Yes.
So there's your answer, Kitty.
You may not want the energy that comes with it.
Okay.
Shilone has been with me long enough to know that she's seen me turn down money for the Corps. Dave Lewis one time had some people come in from Egypt to meet me. They wanted to donate, at that time, quite a bit of money. Well, we're still in Florida, $10,000 to the Corps, but they had a little string attached. They wanted to dictate how it was to be spent. We took them out to dinner, picked up the tab, and turned down their money. So you don't necessarily want into that kind of an energy, but yes, you can do that. But then you're bringing the thing down on your own head.
I'm not particularly ready to specify where the money's coming from, like signing up for somebody's beneficiary or you know, some foundation to just lay it on me like that.
Well, you could also be a government contract. You could have yourself
there you
a
go
government
again.
Contract.
There you go again. That's one we don't want.
Be even as a military chaplain in metaphysics?
I wouldn't give a good goddamn what it was. If it's government payroll for our income like that, I do not want it in this organization, or they're going to be dictating to you. Look at the Salvation Army. Salvation Army put together one of their socialist agenda things for handling prisoners for the Department of Corrections. They got the contracts. They put the socialists to work. But now guess who dictates the entire management of the Salvation Army from top to bottom?
Mm-hmm.
And at any given time, they can have their tax-free status pulled.
That's true. Even a lot of the agencies now that do home care won't take Medicare patients because of all the red tape and all the paperwork that you got to fill out for any kind of government funding.
Yep,
and with that
problem,
they,
not solution.
How you manage too.
What did you say, Pete?
And with that, the government dictates how you manage it, your management structure, your business model.
How many people you employ, how much you pay them.
And how many of them cannot be white males.
Right.
Or black females. But the point is, they dictate too much.
Mm-hmm. Right. That's why you don't want to tie yourself into that kind of energy unless you're a goddamn fool.
Yeah. Well, I had government contracts. It took five times the hours to collect one. It took to perform one.
Oh, yeah.
That's the other point, too. So you got the point. The point is, Denny, is you got to think this stuff through and think it through and be aware of consequences. You know, you can't just go flying off the handle and doing these talismans. You've got to be very, very conscious of every possibility. That's what Bobby was saying, is think it through.
And you had better think it through.
Decades, I haven't finished all the possibilities of anything in life yet. So that's kind of a limiter
of the world
on the spot. Yeah. In that case, we can all stop talismans on the spot because nobody can finish all the possibilities.
Well, that's true.
And then the other thing, too, is
we're chasing our tails.
Part about they're powerful, but ultimately we don't necessarily need them.
Yeah.
If you're doing the other practices.
All right.
Bobby,
okay.
In this, Bobby, I do have a question.
I got up.
On something a little different, on this prosperity, the new one. The only thing added on that was the loosening and binding?
Pretty much. I tightened it up a little bit, if you'll look at it, for the operation. Since we know the drill, that's one thing, but someone will get a hold of that thing later, and you got to teach a neophyte. You need all the details in there for them. But yes,
okay.
We added the binding and loosening, but look at the applications. We changed that application 180 degrees. It seems that one of my officers suggested that. It was a damn good idea, so I put that in.
You mean the binding and loosening?
Uh-huh.
I know who did that. Trouble.
They wish
you're
to
wrong.
Stay anonymous.
Yeah, that wasn't you, Kitty, who did that?
Uh-uh.
Oh. Sorry.
Well, a Kurian handprint among the Kurians is a little hard to differentiate.
Yeah, I wish I would have. It was a good idea.
Oh, I apologize.
But killing the bastards was all mine.
Yeah.
Okay, is that it, children?
Thank you, Bobby.
You're welcome, honey. Let me go in and see if...
Are we going to be using this number from now on, then?
yes, until further notice.
Okay.
And we will go from there. So, I will talk to all of you the first chance I get. Until
okay.
then, at least till tomorrow night, if I'm around, I bid you good day.
Ready.
If you'll check out, I'll see if we're... I don't detect any strings on this one, and I don't think we had any extraneous scratches and bleeps and stuff, so we may be in a secure room for the moment.
Yeah, so they figured
they haven't been out yet.
I haven't caught up with this yet.
Okay, Rosie signing out. Thank you, Rosalind.
Freak out, Rosalind.
All right, kitty out.
Thanks.
Good night, honey.
Ernie out.
Thanks, Ernie.
Good night, buddy. Well, I love the sound effects.
You need one, isn't it?
Yeah.
Coco, are you still in? Thanks, Diane.
Okay, Pete out.
Thanks, honey.
That should leave me and you, shouldn't it?
I didn't hear Coco go out.
I think I heard her click out.
Well, I didn't know if it was her and Kitty and Rosalind, or Kitty and Patrice at the same time. Okay, I'll talk to you in a minute.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.